what you'd expect to hear in your typical high school class.
Is everyone good?
Okay.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of lumber today. All right?
Instead of a teacher at the front of the room lecturing, you'll find a toolbox, nail guns, and sandpaper, and desks neglected in the corner.
Good. Enjoy class.
Enjoy. You've probably seen all kinds of technology used in science class, art class, but now the Maker curriculum is broadening the use of technology and creativity in the classroom.
So it really just is a great way to introduce maybe a small set of skills, maybe a problem, maybe an idea that you want kids to learn in a way that lets them sort of figure out how they want to learn.
Eric Bretter is a mechatronics teacher at Monticello High School in Albemarle County.
You can open-endedly create what you think is best for a certain problem or idea.
So thanks to 3D printers, circuit boards, and computers, students are able to take the average student project and turn it into something greater.
I wanted to introduce the idea of systems to kids and in a mechatronics classroom. And in order to do that, we had all the kids make something that made noise, and so a musical instrument, if you will. And I tried to frame it as open-endedly as possible. And, conversation started naturally. Kids just started building stuff. One kid built a guitar. One kid built a drum. And, one kid made up his own instrument. And, one kid just wanted to rap over the stuff. So we had, this entirely different thing. And to me, all of that was making, creating, and building.
The idea is to give students the first dot, that is, a concept, and then let them find and connect the rest.
It really truly is just an approach to where where students have some power and control and agency over what it is they do when they come into the classroom.
Chad Ratliff is the director of instructional programming for Albemarle County Schools. He says just 3 years in, Maker curriculum is showing some promise.
We're seeing energy in classrooms. We're seeing energy from teachers. We're seeing parents become very enthused, all the way up, quite frankly, to the White House.
But with a unique approach to learning comes a different approach to teaching. Teachers have had to adjust to a non-traditional way of educating, whether it's the student making a hammock post, baseball bat, or sanding a table. Bretter says that they all come up with ideas and turn them into realities.
I don't need to sit down and outline exactly what the steps of something are going to be, because it formulates different for a different group of kids. So I know on the backside sort of the path of the curriculum and what kind of maybe the standards I want to hit or things like that. And I can easily usually hit them because I already know what they're going to be, and I can kind of direct a project or a conversation a certain way to say bam, and the light bulb goes on, with the kids. But it changes the pacing for sure, which is really cool because it just creates a little bit of excitement around a project or idea that the kids really flourish. And then it enables me, instead of making sure that I've hit this list of guidelines, my job now is more how can I give students maximum access to tools, machines, materials, things like that.
Thanks to a $3.5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education, Albemarle County, one of two systems in Virginia, is able to invest in innovative approaches to learning, such as the Maker curriculum. The money helped jumpstart the purchase of tools to help students learn in a non-traditional way.
You have to try again. You have to turn to your classmate to ask for help. You have to go to the web, to YouTube, to wherever, and look and know how to learn something when you need to know something. It is a critical skill in this new information age. Information is ubiquitous, and tools of creativity are becoming so as well.
The Maker program has attracted interest from some notable institutions of higher learning. Harvard University researchers have already visited Albemarle County schools to observe the culture, and Stanford has shown interest in the next wave of learning. For WMRA News, I'm Britt Moore.